This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4092, for Tuesday, the 9th of April, 2024. Today's show is entitled, More Man Talk. It is part of the series Health and Healthcare. It is hosted by some guy on the internet, and is about 20 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Scotty talks about using Bidets and other things. Good heavens!
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm your host, some guy on the internet. Today, we're going to be discussing man talk, men's health issues. Now, some of you will remember episode 4083, Drivecast Man Talk, where we first discuss men's health issues surrounding bathroom habits, you know, using the toilet for the purpose of urination, and some helpful tips. So this is also going to be along those lines, except we're going to be discussing other things that happen in the bathroom besides urination, along with urination, as I say. So the main topic here will be bidets. Klaatu once mentioned in his episode, HPR 3048, Alternatives to Toilet Paper, bidets. Now, I have a bidet, you know, and every sophisticated individual in the land also has a bidet. But I mean, don't get me wrong. If you don't have one, I'm not suggesting it's being done like an animal where you just don't even stop. You just go as you walk or anything, you know, nothing like that, of course. But should you be curious about a bidet, I'll talk to you about the one that I now own. I had a previous one that I didn't really, it was okay for what it was, but there was another brand that had more controls. And I know you might be thinking controls, but I'll get to it in a minute. This one is called the Tushy Classic. Now, the current version at the time of making this episode is the Tushy Classic 3.0. Mine is the Tushy Classic, but I don't think it's the 3.0. It's like one of the previous versions, might be the 2 or something. A couple of things you want to consider before you get one is also look at how it's designed. The one that I have, the Tushy Classic, is designed for American toilets. I have seen reviews, and this is something I didn't consider, but from the reviews, I saw that people with European-style toilets, this American-style bidet does not fit on their toilets. So that's something you should consider. If you live in Europe, you may want to get one from a manufacturer that designs for European-style toilets. Also, even American toilets, there are still different designs. There's like the skirted design, and then there's like others. There's a brand I think called American Standard where, you know, a lot is in the name there. So as you can tell, there's a little bit of thought that needs to go into purchasing a bidet. Now, what to expect when you use one? Because obviously, if you're a wiper, there's going to be situations that may drive you to being curious about a bidet. For one, you might hear that it's better, it's cleaner, that kind of thing, right? Two, you may be suffering from issues. Maybe different types of paper may not be compatible with your
anus.
Shout out to Klaatu for the wonderful explanation.
The affected area
is the term we'll be using from henceforth. Now, I've heard different terms being used for men who could not explain why they were unhappy with paper. I was one of them, and I adopted some of the terms that I've heard. One was endless wiping, where you felt like you could never get clean. Now, there are some other things involved there. I'll touch on some of the solutions I've found, and there'll be show notes as well. So that way, if you feel as though you should try some of these things, you at least have links to get more information before you do, because a lot of it's over the counter, at least here in the United States. They might be over counter all over the place. I mean, it's just dietary supplements. But anywho, the bidet is a system where you use water to clean
the affected area.
So the water comes into the house through the water main, and you know, it breaks and goes into the different areas of the house, the bathrooms, etc. You take the water line that comes into the bathroom that normally would go to your toilet, and you split it. So one portion of that split goes into the tank, which fills and allows you to flush the toilet. The other portion of that split goes to the bidet, and then the bidet has a nozzle, if you will. It just focuses the point at which the water exits the water line through the bidet. It focuses it so that way it exits the bidet with more pressure, right? If you guys ever remember the water hose example, if you put your thumb on the hose, you block a portion of the hose, and now the water, let's say the hose is like half inch in diameter, the opening. If you block half of that, since there's less space now for the water to exit, it exits with more pressure, allowing the water to be expelled further and in a more narrow jet or lance of water, whatever. So the bidet works a lot like this. And the reason you do it like that is because you're only cleaning a small area of
the affected area.
So there's no point in you having, like, say, for instance, a cone of water that just sprays everywhere. You know what I mean? That would be silly here. You just need sort of a jet, a beam of water to target
the affected area.
Now, with all that said, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard a lot about it already, so you kind of have an idea. And if you didn't, hopefully my explanation helped fill in a few gaps for you. Here's some considerations. One, if you live in a climate or if you live in a region of the world that has all four seasons, winter is the season you have to respect because winter changes everything. Many of you will know that during the winter time, you have to leave your water running so that the pipes don't freeze, right? The water in the pipes will freeze, causing the water to expand. You know, when it changes to ice, a different state of water, it expands and bursts the pipe, which is a big problem. Now, obviously, if the water is cold enough to freeze and expand in a pipe, you would also have to consider that when that water reaches
the affected area.
Now, I'm not suggesting that you're going to fire a lance of water into
the affected area.
And then it's going to freeze and cause us, you know, it's going to freeze and cause all sorts of issues there. That's not what I'm saying. But the water will be cold, you know. Cold enough to where it would have frozen if it were not already moving due to you leaving the water running. So you're going to be sending cold water to
the affected area.
Now they do have, depending on the type of plumbing you have, there are systems in place that would circulate the water within the line so that your hot water would release hot water sooner. And there are bidet systems that also use hot water or warm water rather. So now that you understand, it's more than just purchasing one that's going to fit on your bowl. It's also understanding that that water has properties you need to consider as well. Now, with all of that out the way, I still highly recommend you getting one. It is a superior clean. The model that I have has a control which allows you to swivel the spout, if you will. I don't know what else to call it. You know, it sprays water. You swivel the spout to where you don't have to physically move around as much for the water to reach
the affected area.
The model I had before, the cheaper model that I had before, it was a different brand. It still worked just fine, but it did not have the controls. So it was more of a manual adjustment that one needed to make in order to, accommodate. Now, here's one of the benefits aside from the superior clean, right? That's like the primary reason why you're going to be using this thing. But for us guys, you know, during the summertime, you go out. And again, this is also depending on what region of the world you're living in. If there's lots of humidity during the summertime, we have this term called swamp butt, right? It's not a pleasant. It's not going to kill you either, but it's not a pleasant feeling. Nothing better than having a system already in place where you can go and get some relief. You understand? You go and get a spray and you're good to go. You're back out, in and out. Now, of course, we don't have these systems in place in, like, say, public facilities, or maybe your job doesn't have one, depending on where you work, you know, the facilities that you go and work at. But having it at home, I'm telling you, it really raises the quality of life. I think Ken said it best.
Folks, if it's an engineering issue, we can solve it.
And how we used to engineer this issue would be, we'd go out in the front yard, you'd drop your shorts, and you'd have someone come out there with the water hose and fire it at
the affected area.
Now, you'd have to be very careful in doing this, because if you accidentally left that hose uncoiled out in the yard during the summertime, especially where the sun is beaming down on that hose, it's basically boiling the water inside the hose. So that first blast of water that comes out of there, when it hits
the affected area,
the rapid change in temperature is going to throw you to the ground and cause you to roll around for a bit, right? You're going to perform the old stop, drop, and roll, maybe even a bit of the flounder. Now, after a statement like that, here's another statement that Ken has made that also proves true.
You don't have to be a genius to submit a quick show.
Yeah, so back on topic here. Once you've got a bidet and you're using it, you're probably wondering, okay, if you're spraying all this water, you're going to have to dry off. There are different methods for this. I just use disposable wipes or what do you call them, flushable wipes or whatever. I know that some people talk about using the cloths. I don't do that because that comes with more cleanup that I'm not prepared for. If I were single and I could actually manage that system, then yes, I would, because I think it is a more sustainable system. However, I'm just being real with you. I cannot manage that system at this time. A man only has so much time, energy, and resources, and you have to spend all of them the best you can before it's all over. So, you know, I've opted out of the cloth method and just went for the disposable wipes, you know, the what do you call them, wet wipes or whatever. Now, I mentioned that there's some other things you can do. There's this psyllium husk or psyllium fiber, you know, fiber supplements that you can use to make your diet a little bit better. So if you're having an issue where I want to try to clean this topic up as best as possible. So when you go to the lavatory and you're looking to deliver a package, and I'm speaking for myself here, of course, everybody's body's different, right? Every body is different, so your mileage may vary, but you're looking to deliver a package. And what I mean by that is, you know, defecate. Things need to be simple so that way you can be done with it, get the job done, clean up, and be out of there. Depending on your diet, if you don't have enough fiber and other things, it may not be as simple as it should be. I use Metamucil. It has a psyllium fiber in it. And for me, this acts as two things. Somewhat of a bonding agent, to where when you go to deliver the package, it is a much more uniform package, like a neat uniform package. So that way, for instance, your intake when you eat. Example, if you were to eat, and I know I'm oversimplifying here, but if you were to eat 5 ounces of food, you expect to expel as close to that as possible. So the package should be one uniform package as close to that as possible. Problems occur when it's not as simple as that. So the bonding that this provides me is you get that neat uniform package, you expel and you're clean up and you're done. That's what it provides for me. Now, some people may have a different experience. I cannot offer you any information because I am not a doctor. And even if I was, I am not your doctor. But it's an over-the-counter thing you can get, Metamucil or any of the, I even posted some links for the knockoff brands because I'll use anything that's on sale, right? I have no problem with generics. So there's Walmart brand, Sam's Club brand, whatever. They sell just the basic psyllium fiber capsules. I'll get those for on the go as well. I prefer the powder. With the Metamucil one, it's a finer powder. So when you mix it, like if you use a blender bottle where you shake it up inside the bottle, it'll blend a lot better with less water. The Metamucil brand will. If you use the off brands, it's a little bit more grittier, like sand almost. So you want to use a little bit more water with it. But I've been using it for years now, so I'm fine. They recommend 8 ounces of water for, I think, like, depending on which one you get. Some of them, it's like 2 teaspoons or something like that, or maybe 2 tablespoons, I think it is. And they have instructions for if you want to do the cholesterol improvement diet, it's the full 2 tablespoons. But if not, if you just want a little bit of additional fiber in your diet, you can use 1 tablespoon. But the instructions are printed on the containers. You figure it out from there. Now, it says it gives me two things. The first one is that you get the cleaner package or the neater package. The second thing is that along with that neater package, there's less cleanup because there's less left behind to create a problem for you. So even if you did not have a bidet, or let me speak for myself here, even before I got the bidet, I noticed that there was just a better, more efficient cleanup process by including the Metamucil in my diet. Now, I would still get the bidet no matter what. You know, even with the Metamucil being as great as it is, the bidet is just hands down the best. So the combination of adding the psyllium fiber to the diet is going to just, I think, overall, long-term, improve your digestion. It also helps with a bit of keeping things regular. You know what I mean? Giving your body a nice time that you can work with. That's important if you're on the road. Because a lot of times, me personally, I can't speak for every driver out there, but I eat a lot of the same things. Like I eat wraps nonstop. It's always a wrap. It's always a turkey wrap. You know, from time to time, I will switch up and I'll get like an Italian wrap, but it's always a turkey wrap. That's just what I do because I know it's not going to give me any problems. And I guess because I've been doing it for so many years, I never really get tired of it because I don't really consider it food. It's like that thing I know I can do without having an emergency on the road. You know what I mean? That emergency can really change your mind. You'll forget all about the monotony of eating the same thing, right? You know, when you do that for too long, like before I got on the road, eating the same thing would have, it'll make the food taste like cardboard after a while. Like you're just eating cardboard. So it has no taste and it just, you know, you can't really enjoy it. But once you've had a couple of issues and there are no facilities you can reach, you learn how to appreciate that cardboard. So there it is. I guess you can count the psyllium fiber, not necessarily the Metamucil brand of psyllium fiber, but any of the generics, as Ken would put it.
It is an amazing life hack.
Shout out Ken Fallon. And I like to just remind you that having a bidet is not going to solve all your problems. If you notice that you're having issues in this area, you really should consult your primary care physician. Because as a wise man once said,
to he who has a hammer, the whole world appears as a nail.
And as I imagine, we could convert that to meaning in this particular situation, to he who has
the affected area
should clean it with a hammer. No, wait, no, that's not the right way. You know what, I'll just leave that part alone. Chances are I'm not going to get it right anytime soon, but maybe you can correct us on how you take care of
the affected area.
Do a show, tell us all about it, or as much as what you're comfortable with. If you use a bidet, you know, what brand of bidet you use. As you heard with me, I use the Tushy brand. Or if you prefer to, you know, do it like a horse and just go as you walk or whatever. You know, whatever situation you have there, you know, maybe you've tried a bidet and it wasn't for you. Also, if you're a traveler, which, you know, I wouldn't exactly call myself a traveler, but we have had shows done on overlanding. And if you're an over-the-road trucker, I suppose that would count as overlanding. Do you use like a bidet bottle? They have the portable version of the bidet. It's called a bidet bottle. I also have that in my operator's kit. But, you know, what do you have? What do you use? What do you prefer to use? Have you visited other countries and have you experienced different things there as far as, you know, bidets and other toilet related things? Let us know. And you don't have to be a man to let us know. You know, I imagine there's at least one woman out there somewhere willing to talk about it. And in my from the women that I have spoken with who were not interested in coming on the show and talking about it, I can't imagine why. They did not care for a bidet. Now, some of you, I'm not saying who, might consider them to be backwoods savages for thinking that way, but I'm not going to agree with you on that. I'll say to each their own. And then I'll end the show here. So leave a comment. I'd prefer a show, but you're welcome to do whatever is comfortable for you. I'm some guy on the internet, and I'm out of here.
To he who has a hammer, the whole world appears as
the affected area.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.